Life can be an extraordinary adventure. More than ordinary. In the gym. At home. At work. More than ordinary. Advice. Without the new agey bullshit.
Welcome to More Than Ordinary. I'm your host, Anne Maria DeMars, and I have replaced my co-host with an improved new co-host.
Named Ava Ortiz.
Yes, a lot of it has been going on around here. If you don't know, now you know I am in Santiago, Chile. And so, obviously,
she has decided to bring me with her.
Actually, you came after me. But anyway, I'm in Santiago, Chile. I've been here for months. We are starting up a Latin American brand of Seven Generation Games called Strong Mind Studios. So you can go to strongmindstudios.com if you read Spanish, and bringing our bilingual and also our English language games to Latin America. So that's where I've been. And it's been crazy busy. It's only been the last couple of days that I haven't been getting up the crack of dawn. Well, not the crack of dawn, actually more like the crack of 10, because I'm really not a morning person, but getting up, you know, rushing out the door to the first meeting and working all day until I drop, and I have literally like 2,000 unread emails. I have so many people I owe getting back to. And so one of the things that kind of got dropped was the podcast and a lot of the blogging and a lot of other things. And Maria said, well, not that many people buy our games based on this podcast, so I don't know if it's worth doing. And so I said, well, you know what? I will get a different co-host. So here I am. Ava and I are going to give you life advice today on our first part of the podcast. So Ava, what's your advice to be happy in life?
You eat candy, you have treats, ice cream, and popsicles, and you watch WWE.
Obviously, Ava's a big Aunt Rhonda fan.
Who isn't?
Hey, you don't have to convince me. So
exactly.
If I actually have a different idea, I think the secret of happiness in life is Goldilocks.
My hair is not gold, so it won't really matter for me.
I will explain the Goldilocks effect to you. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
I think you have to want to be perfect enough, but not too perfect. I see a lot of people who are really miserable because they didn't get a 4.0, they didn't get 100% on their test, or they could be really super smart, but sometimes they mess up, and everybody messes up sometimes, and they just kind of beat themselves up about that. I'm sure even at your age, you've met people that say things like, oh, I can't believe I said that stupid thing in class, or I can't believe I farted while I was talking to Bob, or whatever it is. But the truth is, nobody's perfect. And if you got into a good college, if you have a good career, and sometimes you're not going to get that sale, and sometimes you're not going to win. And I know I'm a big hypocrite for saying this because I hate losing more than anybody. And I always want everybody to buy our games and every school to use them. But the truth is, Rhonda has this saying, I think she got it from some comedian, that you could be the biggest, sweetest, most beautiful peach in the world, and there'll always be somebody that doesn't like peaches. So no matter how great you are, you can't be perfect. One key to not being unhappy is not trying to be 100% right and good 100% of the time. But on the other hand, you don't want to be that person that's, you know, sleeping on a bench in the park because, oh, yeah, dude, why should I go get a job? Why should I study? Damn the man, whatever. So I think you have to try to be good, but not so good you make yourself crazy. So it's like Goldilocks, you know, it has to be just right.
Makes sense.
We'll be right back after this.
Did you know that 92% of U.S. homes have a computer? Yes. Yes, they do. And 43% of homes have a child under 18. Why aren't more kids playing educational games on those computers? Because they suck. The educational games, not the kids. Until now, download Spirit Lake or Fish Lake. Check out Forgotten Trail or Making Camp with no download required. All of our games are under $10, teach math and social studies. Let your child play on a real computer and learn real-life math. If you're on Steam, be the coolest aunt, uncle, big brother, or sister on the block and download Fish Lake. our next topic here is being smart at school. So Miss Ava, at 6 years old, was the youngest person ever to win Spirit Lake, the game. So that's supposed to be a game for third graders, and she was in the first grade.
I was six?
Yes. Yeah. Huh? We had came out with it, and...
Interesting.
We thought, oh, well, this could be used with first graders, but then we didn't have any other first graders that...
Good job, Ava. Good job, young Ava. I'm patting myself on the back.
Yeah, we do have some classes of really advanced second graders. Like, they have, you know, classes for gifted second graders that have played the game. But no, only first grader to win.
I know, right? I'm great.
Well, I mean, I'm only first grader to win unassisted. I mean, there are a lot of kids that, you know, their mom or dad or an older sibling helped them with the math part, and then they did the shooting wolves. But yeah, you. So, Ava, speaking of being brilliant.
I did it all myself with no help. I'm perfect. Oh. Almost perfect.
Almost. Because you were listening to me talk before.
Yes, I was.
Okay, so you did something very few people do anymore. It used to be commoner when I was young.
Really?
More common. And that is that you skipped a grade. You went from second grade to fourth grade.
Yeah, that's what it is. Sometimes you say I skipped second grade. I did not.
Oh.
I had a teacher named Miss Spites. I did have a second grade teacher. I did not have a third grade teacher.
All right. Now that we got that cleared up. So then you went from second to fourth grade. Then you finished that. Now you finished fifth grade and you're going to sixth grade. So you've had a little experience under your belt here. What do you think about being like a 10-year-old sixth grader? And how do you feel the whole experience of skipping a grade was for you?
I feel fine. I just feel like normal. Now I have friends, unlike last year, who... I just hang out with the third graders because I was basically a third grader.
But not now.
No, now. Now I hang out with my class and my old class. So, yeah. I basically have double the friends now. Hmm. It's great.
Well, that sounds like a good deal. What do you think is going to happen in your future? Are you planning on, like, going to college at 14? Or have you given any thought?
Partly. I know I'm probably going to go to high school for sure. Then I might go to college, graduate a year early, go to MIT, and get my master's and my PhD. Because I like MIT. Because I like math and technology.
You got it all planned out. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and I'm only 10. I have my life planned out, basically.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I'm only 10. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't think I have my life planned out that much at 10. When I was younger, I wanted to be president of General Motors.
A what?
Yeah, I wanted to be president of General Motors.
What's that?
It's a car company. It's the biggest company in the United States, I think, at the time. Maybe the biggest company in the world, and I wanted to go into business. And I did not become president of General Motors, but I did become president of Seven Generation Game.
You should have become president of the U.S. It'd be way more interesting. Not to say Seven Generations Game isn't interesting, but you should be president of the U.S. or something. The world! Oh, the world. Yeah, the world.
Yeah, I don't think so. First of all, I don't think they should be a president of the world. I think there's enough crazy, creepy people who think they should be. And it can be stressful enough being president of Seven Generation Games.
No, actually, no. Start your own continent. No. Country. Make your own country.
That is a great idea. What would I call it? Mango Popsicle World. Yes, our constitution would include eating mango popsicles and what else? And math.
Mango popsicles all day, every day. Oh, and the math should involve mango popsicles.
All math problems.
Yeah. They have to do with mangoes or popsicles. And if you get it right, you get a popsicle. But if you even do it, you still get a popsicle.
You know, I think math books are sometimes written by people like you. Because I've read so many math books where they're like, oh, well, let's teach statistics with baseball statistics because all kids like baseball. I really have zero interest in baseball, okay? I'm sorry if that's like your biggest thing in the world, but I have zero interest in it. And that idea that you should make a math book or anything with curriculum that assumes, oh, everybody's interested in this. No.
I got this idea from my math book because I have one of those and it's really boring and it takes forever. Because our teacher, we always have to go over the thing, and it's like, oh, so Sally gets 10 pancakes, and Bob only gets 2. How much more does Sally get than Bob?
Don't you ever want to say Sally's a fat ass, man? I guess Catholic schools frown on it if you make comments
yes,
like that.
Yes, they probably would. Very much.
I think this is why I got kicked out of school. I think you should not model yourself. I mean, just your math part, not your behavior part.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this.
Did you know that kids on average lose 2.5 months of math skills over the summer? That means that when they go back to school this fall, it's almost like everything they learned in math since mid-March never happened. Seventh Generation Games can help. Combining adventure gaming and math, our games are the perfect way to keep kids' math skills up to date. It's not flashcards or worksheets, but 3D video games and engaging apps that kids actually want to play, even when they're on summer break. Check us out at 7GenerationGames.com.
That's Julia and Grandpa texting back and forth. Basically, all of Julia, yes, all of their texts back and forth are her telling him that he should give her money. Stop, people. And him asking her where she was. And
where was she, though?
Apparently, she's at a pet cemetery. I don't want to. I don't know.
What the heck?
I don't know. She said we thought it would be more interesting than depressing. I have no idea why.
That sounds so depressing. It's sad. Dead pets? It's like my dog died and then we built him a grave and then visited it daily.
That's the thing.
I would never do that. Sounds like a horrible idea.
Okay.
Now,
yes, if your pet dies, I'm really sorry. Bury your pet. Send the money to the World Food Program.
But don't like visit it daily and be like, because then you'll start crying and be like, ah.
I mean, it's really sad for pet dies.
Well, yeah, but you can always get another pet.
Yeah.
I could get another pet.
Like you, if you die, your parents got 2 more kids.
How rude. How rude.
Okay.
I'm the firstborn. I should be kept for the longest amount of time.
All right. We have time, Ava, for what is everybody's favorite part of the More Than Ordinary podcast, and that is the tip section. We get our guest to give a tip on anything. It could be anything. Some people give dating advice. Since you're 10, I don't think that you're qualified to give dating advice.
No, I'm not.
Some people give investing advice.
Yeah, I'm not qualified for any of those because I'm still 10.
Well, what are you qualified to give advice on then?
Eat mango popsicles.
So that's Ava's advice on life, is that you should eat mango popsicles.
And do good in school. Hmm.
And if you do well in school, oh my God, quit texting us, people. We don't care about your dead pets, Dennis and Julia. And Lenny better be still alive when I get home. That's all I gotta say. Anyway, as I was trying to say,
before we were so rudely interrupted by dead pets. What the heck?
Someday, one of these days, I am just going to get on a podcast. Now that Ava and I have got the podcast up and running again, I'm going to get on a podcast and I'm just going to read off annoying texts from my family. Well, we actually have the family textbook. So if you want, we will put up on the website, 7GenerationGames.com. And I'll put it under 7GenerationGames.com somewhere. And you can download it, not for free. If you sponsor a school or that, we'll send you a copy of it. It's very hilarifying. Yes.
I haven't read it. I want to read it. Can I read it?
Sponsor school, $50.
I'm part of the family. I should get it for free.
None of the texts were from you.
Whatever it's called.
It is, the family group text. Now, my advice, before I was so rudely interrupted multiple times.
Buy the dead and pets.
And you.
Mostly the dead pets.
Again with you. Okay. Can I give my tip now?
Okay.
My tip is shut the hell up. Okay. Seriously, I actually have a couple of tips and you should listen to these because these will make you happier in life. So my first tip.
We'll be right back after this.
You know how sometimes you have an idea of how you want something done? Like how you would have your living room decorated, your closet organized, or whatever. But you just haven't had the time to get around to it because the way it is right now is passable and it works. but in the back of your head, you know it could be better someday. Well, for Spirit Lake the game, someday is today. At Seven Generation Games, we've rolled out a major update of our very first game. We've kept the parts that were already great and enhanced those areas where we saw potential for enhancements to give you a new version of the game that we know kids will love even more than the original. If you already have Spirit Lake, check your email for the update notification. If you don't have Spirit Lake, well, what are you waiting for? Get it today.
Thoughts really determine how happy you are in life. Your Aunt Rhonda has an example that she always gives about how you could be in your office and you've got this job that really sucks and you really hate it, but in 10 minutes, it's going to be 5 o'clock, you're going to leave, you're going to go to the airport, and you're going to go on this fabulous tropical vacation for 2 weeks. And so you would be in a great mood, right?
Yes, I would.
And then 2 weeks later, you're on this fabulous beach, it's tropical vacation, but then in 10 minutes, you're going to have to go to your hotel and pack up everything and go back to your sucky job in Pittsburgh or wherever it is. So anyway, then you're laying on the beach, you're like, oh my God, I got to go back to my awful job in Pittsburgh, and you're depressed. And the fact is, in one case, you're all happy and excited, but you're in your sucky job in Pittsburgh. In the other place, you're bummed out, depressed, but you're in this beautiful tropical island. So the whole point of that is, it's just how you think about things determines 90% of if you're happy or not. And there are two keys. Two. Count them. Two. Okay. Number one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is be grateful for things. Instead, I knew somebody, oh my gosh, we could be at Yellowstone National Park, which is just so amazing. And there could be like geysers of, you know, hot springs popping up and bears and buffalo, and it's beautiful. And there's 100-foot tall trees. And he would say, oh, look at that candy wrapper there. Some tourist dropped a candy wrapper in this beautiful place. People suck. The world's a mess. I really try not to be like that. I try to be the opposite. I try to focus on the trees and the geyser and that it's amazing that I'm here. And I don't always manage that, but I really, really try. Be grateful for all the things that are amazing and not worry so much that somebody left a candy wrapper, or somebody said something stupid, or they didn't have the soy for your non-fat soy latte or whatever. Second. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes. I've counted to two. One, two.
Okay, two. The second secret to happiness is the absence of self-ruminative thoughts. This I got from Albert Bandura, who I was really lucky to hear speak, but he was this super famous psychologist. Don't laugh at Albert Bandura. Anyway, he is this very famous psychologist about social learning theory. If you ever heard of like the Bozo doll theory, which I'm sure you didn't, but the experiment where some kid saw like a little TV type program of another kid beating up a Bozo doll, like this knock him down clown thing. And an adult said, oh, you're really tough. And then that kid was more likely to go out and punch people on the playground. Anyway, it's a really famous study. And Albert Bandura is a really famous guy. And toward the end of his life, he was so famous, he could basically do any study he wanted. And he decided to look at what made people happy as one of his things. And he said that the happiest people had an absence of self-ruminative thoughts. Do you know what rumination is?
No.
How many stomachs does a cow have?
I think it was like three.
Four. You're very good.
Close. Yeah.
Oh. So a cow has four stomachs and they chew on grass and it moves from one stomach to the next. And so self-ruminative thoughts means that you're being sort of like how you keep thinking over and over about the same thing about yourself. Like, oh, I can't believe that I spelled precision wrong on that PowerPoint. Or I can't believe that I didn't have the answer to that question in class before somebody else did. And you think about that and you think about that and you just make yourself miserable. And he said that the happiest people were those who weren't thinking about themselves all the time. They were thinking about, oh my gosh, we were on the 12th floor today looking at the sunset over the mountains and it was amazing. So those are my two picks be grateful and don't think about yourself too much. So that is the first Evan and Maria More Than Ordinary podcast. If you like it, go to 7thGenerationGames.com/products, pick a game, buy a game. Just go to 7thGenerationGames.com and pick a game, any game. There's free games. There's games that cost $2. There's games that cost $10. Check us out, support us, and Evan and I will be back.
See you later, people.
Thanks for listening to the More Than Ordinary podcast.
For more information, please go to our website, 7thGenerationGames.com. And that's 7 as in the number 7, GenerationGames.com.
If you'd like to learn more about math and history, or increase your vocabulary while at the same time having fun, you can purchase our games at 7thGenerationGames.com/buy.
You can also donate and help a much-deserving student.
And as always, please tell a friend and don't forget to rate us on iTunes.
It's never too late to be more than ordinary.